Okay, happy to be joined by Kevin Dean Miller here on Good Day Greenbrier. He's an award-winning author whose new book, White Skies, Black Mingo, is partially set in West Virginia. It recounts the life and struggles of a courageous 12-year-old during the Civil War. Good morning. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing real good, Scott. Thanks for inviting me on.
Ain't no problem.
Talking about my book.
All right. Well, first of all, why'd you decide to pick historical fiction as a genre in the first place?
I'll tell you, the first book I wrote, Heart of Steel, based on a true story, is based actually on my grandfather. Kind of got me into authorship. I really wasn't an author until I discovered a dark family secret. My great-grandfather was murdered in his sleep. My grandfather took that to his grave, and he changed her name from Miller, from Pahalski to Miller. So we didn't even know that that was a real last name. Long story short, that got me to writing, and I just love that historical part of it. So the second book is inspired by my great-great-grandparents. It's historical fiction, because I just don't know that much about them. But just the fact that they had this forbidden love, you know, during the Civil War, she was Native American, he was the son of Irish immigrants, I thought that would make a great story. So I just fell in love with writing, and I just kind of fell in love with the historical fiction genre. So kind of took it from there.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit more about White Skies, Black Mingo. What's the plot? And I think you spoke a little bit about the characters, but if you could expand a little bit.
Yeah, you bet. The setting is, like I said, in the Civil War. It starts out with young Margaret Davis. Her native name is Kateri. She is Mingo, Ohio Seneca, and she is fleeing with her mother and grandmother an epidemic, which is kind of relates to what we're dealing with today, an epidemic of smallpox, and they're fleeing Ohio, headed for Wheeling, Virginia at the time. And so the plot just kind of, it kind of follows her life as a young girl, finding her way through the wilderness. She, you know, she ends up lost and alone, and so she's got to kind of find her courage to overcome the obstacles in the in a terrible winter storm that she faces. And then as the story goes along, a betrayal puts her on a plantation in Virginia. And then her grandmother is a shaman and has taught her the ways of medicine. So she's kind of finds herself in the middle of the darkest times of our history in the Civil War. Later, she encounters a Union soldier and has to make a choice, you know, between her culture and the forbidden love that she has for this this Union soldier.
Okay. Well, how did you go about doing the research for your book?
Well, I started with the research. I started on 23andMe and Ancestry, researching my ancestors and finding as much about them as I could. My great-great-grandfather, Charles Flagg Sr., was a member of the 63rd Infantry Regiment of Pennsylvania. So I knew the battles he fought in, and I integrated those into the story. And then my great-great-grandmother, I knew she was, I knew, you know, through family that she was Mingo, that she was what they called Ohio Seneca, part of the Haudenosaunee Nation, more commonly known as Iroquois. They don't like that word, by the way. That's, they're Haudenosaunee. And Iroquois is a French word that the English used to refer to the, this great nation. But, so that's kind of where I started. And then, and then I just kind of let my creativity and imagination go from there and write the story.
What do you
And of course, I had... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I had to read... I did a lot of research on the Civil War. I wanted to make sure I had all my historical facts correct, you know, for readers, and especially readers who are fans of the Civil War and understand that era. And I had to do a lot of research on Virginia and West Virginia. I was born in Canton, Ohio, so I'm familiar with the area. My dad was born in Weirton, West Virginia, actually. So I'm familiar with the area, but I didn't grow up there. So I had to do a lot of research, and I was kind of really taken back. And so I always knew West Virginia was a beautiful state and a beautiful place, but, man, I didn't realize just how beautiful it is with all the waterfalls and the mountains and stuff. And it just, you know, I just kind of fell in love with West Virginia. So my great-grandparents are buried in Wheeling because that's where they settled. So that's why the story takes place there. I used as much of the facts that I found as I could.
Okay. Well, what do you hope that folks take away from White Skies, Black Mingo?
What I hope they take away is it's a journey. It's a story, and I think it's an emotional story, and it's a story of growing up, of coming of age, and finding courage, and going through hardships and tough times and still being able to forgive and move on. And, you know, it's a story of love. The overall arc is kind of a love and forgiveness and just kind of finding your way. So it's got a little bit of everything. It's dramatic. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat. It's got, you know, of course, a lot of the war scenes that happen. She has two wonderful wolf pets. You know, a lot of folks like pets. And then the forbidden love story is a big aspect of the story. So that's what I think folks will get out of it. It's got a lot of good reviews. A lot of people have enjoyed the story, and it just recently won. This last week I was thrilled that it won gold in the Mom's Choice Awards. It also won an honorable mention for Best General Fiction at the New England Book Festival. So it's getting some love.
Okay. Well, once again, we're speaking with Kevin D. Miller. He is the award-winning author of White Skies, Black Mingo. Kevin, where is White Skies, Black Mingo available for purchase?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon. It's also available at the publisher, Headline Books, who is out of West Virginia. You can go to their website, headlinebooks.com, or you can go to amazon.com. You can also find the links on my website, which is authorkevinmeller.com. You can just go up there and click the links and get to where you need to be.
All right. Well, Kevin, thanks for taking time to join us here on Good Day Greenbrier.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.